This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A bipartisan deal that's been struck on border security that could keep the government open is not giving President Trump everything he wants. It's falling far short when it comes to the border wall funding he's been demanding, but word is the president is expected to sign it anyway. Here's White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
The president's not happy, but at the same time, that's why while we've been negotiating this, the president and his team have been looking at every option possible to get the full funding they need in order to complete the wall.
The president cryptically tweeting this morning that he knows where he could find $23 billion in wall funding. Teachers in Denver on strike for a third day today after the latest talks with the school district ended without a deal. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan's in Brussels for this week's meeting with NATO ministers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
We lost a very good man, Detective Brian Simonson.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announcing the death of a New York City police officer last night who was killed by friendly fire.
18 years on the job protecting the people of this city.
It happens as police show up to an armed robbery in progress at a Queens cell phone store. A second cop wounded but expected to recover. At least one suspect is in custody. He was shot and is in stable condition. A survey finds 44% of American households have more emergency savings than credit card debt, but Bankrate.com reports that 44% is the lowest number in 9 years of surveys. It also says 29% of households have more credit card debt than they have emergency savings, and that's the highest number in those 9 years. Stocks on Wall Street have been up this morning amid some good trade news concerning China and the U.S., and this is USA Radio News.
If you've been delaying needed maintenance like changing your oil, replacing headlight bulbs, or installing new brake pads, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and put your tax refund to work. Our professional parts people will help you get more mileage from your refund and avoid costly repairs down the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
35-day partial government shutdown in December and January crippled the IRS's ability to help taxpayers. That's according to a new government report out yesterday by the Taxpayer Advocate Service, which says the 5-week shutdown could not have come at a worse time for the IRS. Taxpayers weren't able to get frozen refunds or present hardship cases while facing fines or resolve audits of past tax returns. During the first weeks of the shutdown, IRS workers weren't allowed to answer phones, issue refunds, release liens and levies, create installment agreements, or review pending actions. The report is usually delivered to Congress in December, but it was delayed because of the shutdown. A new report from a university in Chicago says the most corrupt city in the U.S. is Chicago. The report from the University of Illinois at Chicago looking at U.S. cities with the most public corruption convictions and topping the list was Chicago. L.A. was second, New York City third. And a new king has been crowned, King the Wire Fox Terrier. Named Best in Show at the Westminster Dog Show in New York last night, the Wire Fox has a long history of wins at the annual dog show. In fact, King's victory marks the 15th time a Wire Fox has been crowned Best in Show. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, always love to hear from you. You can email me, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. From U.S. Law Shield, Edwin Walker joins us now. We're going to be talking about these new gun bills that are requiring buyers to reveal social media history. You ready for that? Yes, they want to look at your social media history. And so you say, is this legal? Well, Edwin Walker is here to explain. Edwin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure being on your show.
Well, I mean, certainly, with the Democrats getting a lot of time and space and the gun debate back in the crosshairs, so to speak, hey, let's take a look at what happened in Florida. And they said, well, if they'd have known what Nicholas Cruz was writing in his emails and social media, maybe they would have done something, you know, could have been able to do something about it. But, you know, first of all, you got to remember that the FBI had some warning and they just flat out didn't respond to any of the warnings they received. So I'm not sure that even knowing about the social media history would help.
Well, you know, people who do crazy, violent things with firearms probably write crazy, violent things on their social media accounts. Mm-hmm. And certainly, you know, the bill that's currently been filed. Keep in mind, last year there was a bill filed in the New York legislature, which I believe is still pending. There currently is a bill filed in the Illinois state legislature, which is currently pending. And basically, they've used those examples. That example, the shooter in Pittsburgh who shot up the synagogue, that teenager who killed those folks in the South Carolina church. They're throwing out these examples to say, see, you know, we could have kept this person from getting a gun if we just would have known their social media history. Now, basically, what it is, you know, it's there's a common saying, bad facts make bad law, and that's sort of this type of situation. You know, yeah, you can look back and say, yeah, these people were obviously deranged, but otherwise they weren't legally disqualified from purchasing a firearm. And so, what their solution that they proposed is that before you buy a firearm, and keep in mind, states can, there's already, you know, certain federal restrictions, but there's also states can put whatever restrictions they want on the purchase of a firearm. And the reason they can do that is because the courts have let them. The Supreme Court has not heard a bill that has not heard a lawsuit that involves a law, a state law that that infringes on people's Second Amendment rights since the McDonald case, the famous McDonald case that they ruled on, which was about 8 years ago. And so the Supreme Court has let the state pretty much have free reign to impose whatever restrictions they want. And so these states are saying, aha, even after you meet all the federal qualifications to buy a firearm, now you have to meet our state qualifications, which include the fact that we want you to turn over your social media accounts and passwords to the state police, and they're going to look at your social media posts to see if you are, see if you're worthy of being able to purchase a gun. Now, the danger is that they don't give any, there's no standards by which your posts will be judged, and there's no, there's no real clue as to who's doing the judging and whether or not they're going to input their own political biases or what have you. I mean, if you've got something on your social media post that shows an individual wearing a MAGA hat, is that going to be, are they going to say, that's evidence that you're unstable and you shouldn't have a gun. So it really is, we are entering a realm where this is legitimately the thought police.
This is amazing, and you're exactly right that here we are. And not to mention, what kind of privacy violations are we getting into here?
Yeah, I mean, now you can make the argument that, if you post it on social media, that's public, and people should be able to see all your public stuff, which, that's true. You can see. And there are laws out there that have subject people to investigation and subject people to actually criminal prosecution for legitimate threats that they've made on social media. Mm-hmm. But what we're talking about here is we are talking about the government acting in a way that is seeks to prevent somebody from exercising a constitutional right, we call it a prior restraint. They're wanting to say, we're going to go and restrict your Second Amendment right based upon what we think might happen. And, you can't do that. The restrictions on purchasing a firearm are black and white. They are definite. We know what the standard is. Is the person a convicted felony? A convicted felon.
Right.
Well, have you ever been convicted felony? Yes or no? That's a black and white answer. You either have or you haven't. Have you ever been found to be a mental defective? Has a court ever found you not guilty of a crime by reason of insanity? Or have they involuntarily committed you to a mental institution? Or have they taken away your rights through a guardianship proceeding? Those are definite standards whereby a person has been afforded some amount of due process before they have been adjudicated something. And this does away with that completely, leaving it to be a subjective, arbitrary standard that's enforced by somebody that we don't even know who they are.
Exactly.
So it's utterly ridiculous to make people try to do that.
Well, and as you say right now, I mean, if they see a picture on their social media that they're wearing a MAGA hat. I mean, right now, based on what recently occurred in this controversy in D.C. and that March for Life situation with those young high schoolers from Covington High School, some of the people looked at the MAGA hat as being rather insulting. And, if you had somebody with their mindset and their worldview, well, then they would judge that you're not worthy of carrying a gun.
No, that's correct. I mean, we've seen all over social media that that the MAGA hat is now the same as a Ku Klux Klan hood, that it has the same symbolism. So, yeah, if you get a bunch of people in there that say, we're going to heavily scrutinize people that post, pro-gun stuff, that post conservative stuff, that post patriotic stuff, that post stuff that we politically disagree with. It's just ridiculous, because whenever we're talking about, affecting a constitutional right, you cannot have these subjective standards.
Exactly. Well, Edwin, I'll tell you, this is dangerous ground in which we're on. And while this is going on, you've got an increasing number of states that are just saying, look, at the Second Amendment in our Constitution is valid enough. And I want to get into that with you when we come back. Edwin Walker is with us. He's with the U.S. Law Shield. And we're going to drill down a little bit deeper on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez here, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Edwin Walker is our guest from the U.S. Law Shield. And we're talking about some of the states seriously looking at you know, restricting your access to a gun purchase based on your social media history. Edwin, before the break, I brought up that some states, we've got an increasing number of states that are willing to go say, look, at the Second Amendment is good enough for us, and we're going to let that stand, and there will not be a restriction. So, you know, that it would be universal, because right now, part of the problem we have for those of us who are concealed carry permit owners, you know, when we go to one state to another, I mean, the laws deviate, and you can get yourself in trouble if, you know, if you have a gun out and it's not put away, even though you just went through a state that honors your concealed carry permit.
Well, and that's, you know, that's part of the patchwork of laws that are across the United States, and in which there's an element of that that's to be expected. You know, we have a system, we have a system of federalism in this country where some states, you know, states under the police power are allowed to regulate certain activities. But, you know, I think the fact that we have, that there are so many states that are trying to impose restrictions on your Second Amendment right, I think it's a result of the Supreme, like I mentioned earlier, the Supreme Court's refusal to hear any Second Amendment cases since the McDonald case. And so basically the states have adopted that and said, look, if the Supreme Court's not going to tell us we can't do it, then we are going to do it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you're left with states that have, you know, that have fairly, you know, Pennsylvania is a very good example. Pennsylvania is a state that does have, you know, that is fairly, you know, that they do honor the Second Amendment to a degree. The gun owners enjoy a lot of freedom in Pennsylvania. However, they're surrounded by the most anti-gun states in the union. They mm-hmm. got Maryland to the south. They got right. New Jersey to the east. They got New York to the north. I mean, being a gun owner in Pennsylvania is very dangerous if you right. cross that Pennsylvania border. Mm-hmm. You know, whereas here, like in Texas, in my state, you know, we're surrounded by gun-friendly states. So it really, you know, the same rights that I have here in Texas, I do also enjoy in Louisiana, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. And so it would be nice if there was a more standardization of the laws, and I think that's what, you know, Congress has talked about for the past couple of years, having national, you know, handgun license reciprocity, mm-hmm. where somebody's handgun license would be honored in all 50 states, whereas currently they're not. There are 11 states, and we call those the usual suspects, mm-hmm. You know, Hawaii, California, Oregon, Illinois, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maryland, those folks, they don't recognize anybody else's handgun license.
So exactly.
In fact, they're even hard-pressed to give licenses to their own citizens, much mm-hmm. less recognize the licenses of other states.
Exactly.
And so it would be nice if that got more traction. Unfortunately, you know, with the Democrats coming to power in the House in the last election, they made it very clear, Nancy Pelosi has made it very clear, that gun control is going to be at the top of their agenda. And, in fact, they are poised. They are on the precipice right now to vote on a bill that basically is not only a violation of the Second Amendment, but it is a severe violation of the Interstate Commerce Clause. Mm-hmm. You know, they, for the first time, Congress is wanting to regulate the private intrastate, not interstate, but intrastate mm-hmm. non-commercial transfer of firearms between private individuals. And that's to me, that's unheard of.
Yes.
You know, there was actually a specific decision that was made whenever the Gun Control Acts were passed that required background checks. The Congress realized that's a private intrastate activity. We have no power to regulate it. But that philosophy has been totally abandoned with the current bill that's set to be voted on.
Well, maybe SCOTUS might be hearing something pretty soon if that passes. I think that would, you know, definitely be something that they need to focus their attention on. Like any of these gun problems we had, has there been any association with the intrastate transfer of guns from one family member to another?
No, that's the thing about it is that what is really ironic is that they say that, you know, we're passing this in honor of Gabby Giffords and we've had all these mass shootings. There is not a single mass shooting or high profile shooting that they can attribute to a shooter obtaining the gun through a private intrastate transfer.
Mm.
Every single one of these shootings, the shooter got their gun either illegally, by stealing it or by some other means, or they have gotten it after undergoing a background check from an FFL.
Yep.
And so it's a red herring. It's the way to get the camel's nose under the tent, which will eventually lead to some form of firearms registration.
Oh, yeah, they'll just keep on going. There's no doubt about it. I think it was interesting in your report here, you've got Illinois State Representative Daniel Dydek, who is out of Buffalo Grove, insisting that this is something my community is demanding action on. You wonder, wait a minute, Illinois is already so restricted. How much more, this is an itch that nobody's scratching.
Yeah, and Illinois is one of those states where they do require people go through background checks for private transactions.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's, I'm not saying it's acceptable, but it's legal because it's part of their police power.
Exactly.
But what they're doing is they're just heaping more and more and more restrictions. And so, like I said, the danger is that you can be denied the purchase of a firearm if you, like I said, you meet an objective standard. You're a felon. You're a person who's mentally defective. You're an illegal alien. You're a person who is the subject of a protective order. You've been convicted of a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence. You know, the gun control folks talk as if there are no restrictions that exist out there.
Mm-hmm.
But there are 10 categories of prohibited individuals who cannot purchase or possess a firearm, even if it's from a private seller. And so now saying that, oh yeah, in addition to this, we're going to have an unknown police officer scour your social media to make the untrained, unscientific diagnosis that you're a crazy person who doesn't mm-hmm. deserve to be able to purchase a gun.
Well, Evan, the tough thing is when you have shootings like this, people, it so rattles their brain and mindset. Immediately, they want to fix this. Well, when you have a deranged, sick individual, you can't fix that with reason, can you? I mean, that's already out the door, and you're trying to back into this and come up. And I understand. I think it's human nature to want to do this, but for all consideration, privacy, and reason, you've got to be able to, I think, consider some empirical evidence and say, where has it been done? Where that works.
Well, eventually, and, of course, anytime you talk about the dangers of what the anti-gun folks want to do, because, of course, every single law they proposed is quote-unquote common sense.
Mm.
And why are you against common sense gun laws? Keep in mind that prior to 1934, there were no federal laws on the books that regulated firearm possession or transfer. None.
Mm. Right.
And so you went from an era of 100% freedom whenever it comes to firearms to what we have now. And so every single law that has been passed since 1934 has been a quote-unquote compromise on behalf of people who had previously enjoyed perfect freedom under the Second Amendment.
Edwin Walker with U.S. Law Shield. Edwin, where can they go for more information?
Well, for U.S. Law Shield, you can always check the Internet at uslawshield.com. That tells all about the U.S. Law Shield Legal Services Program, where we provide legal defense for self-defense. Anything you want to know, you can find out on that website or contact us through the website.
You got it. Edwin Walker, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Edwin. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. It's been
my
pleasure.
You got it.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A bipartisan deal that's been struck on border security that could keep the government open is not giving President Trump everything he wants. It's falling far short when it comes to the border wall funding he's been demanding, but word is the president is expected to sign it anyway. Here is White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
The president's not happy, but at the same time, that's why while we've been negotiating this, the president and his team have been looking at every option possible to get the full funding they need in order to complete the wall.
The president cryptically tweeting this morning that he knows where he could find $23 billion in wall funding. Teachers in Denver on strike for a third day today after the latest talks with the school district ended without a deal. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan's in Brussels for this week's meeting with NATO ministers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and just like that, we're back with you, America. Welcome back. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is Lou Euler time. Yes, the founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Mr. Lou, how are you feeling these days? Feeling better?
Feeling a little bit better and feeling a lot better after the president's State of the Union message.
Wow. Yes.
He did a great job, and so many people saw the left for what it really is, and it was a great night.
Yeah, without a doubt, you cannot help but be encouraged. The idea that the president urged America to choose greatness, Lou. Let's not waste the time. Here it is. He very pragmatically with the use of, some invited guests there for the State of the Union. Boy, I'll tell you, he made it very clear why America is so exceptional and why it's been so great, with the testimonies of the people there in the balcony, whether it was a 10-year-old girl overcoming cancer, World War II vets, including the story of the one vet sitting next to the gentleman that he freed from Dachau, 50 years ago or something. Just
unbelievable.
Very touching. People that were in jail not that long ago, but because of the social justice reform supported by this president that other presidents talked about, he affects. And there's two perfect examples of people who have been given a second chance because of, the social justice reform. And I got to tell you, I just was amazed that the Democrats were insistent. We knew that they were going to sit on their hands. They were going to reflect the stubborn look and facial expressions of Nancy Pelosi, like she was the orchestra leader of facial expressions during the State of the Union. But, you know, with 76% of the nation seeing this this State of the Union as very inspirational and positive, boy, I'll tell you, they really looked out of step, didn't they?
They really did. And, you know, you put your finger on it. The fact that they self-identified as a kind of a caste system, they all dressed in white.
Right.
And, you know, what is that all about? Does that make us cleaner and nicer than the rest of the people here in the audience? Mm-hmm. And then they couldn't get their act together in terms of unity on applauding or opposing or whatever. And I thought it was hysterical as we got close to the end of the speech with the various people the president was introducing and how they got such mixed emotions. Mm-hmm. And it must have been hell for Nancy Pelosi.
Well, and afterwards, I mean, look what they had to say. I mean, they're looking at minutia of the speech instead of the overall sentiment of what the president had said. I mean, and I got to tell you, Lou, I don't blame them, because the president empirically laid out the facts of what he had done by way of taxes, by putting America back to work again. As you and I discussed, the lowest unemployment of Black America, right. Hispanics, Asians. I mean, you know, women, you know, it's just one home run after another. And the Democrats and their policies were pulverized. I mean, you know, the thing is amazing is they're talking about, you know, fortifying the middle class. And I'm going, well, you guys were the ones that devastated the middle class under Barack Obama. Now you're talking about saving it. You know, with the way you save things, I'd rather you not even attempt to.
No, you're absolutely right. And what is so interesting is that at the very time that the president and others are properly seeking to reduce our violent offender people behind bars and that sort of thing, that we have jobs available,
yes,
and training available so that they can be reintroduced to the workforce and really have a chance for personal success, which is what America is all about. And so it was a great combination of good things. And of course, since then, why the experts have released data to show that the economic growth rate that is now being enjoyed by our nation, mm-hmm, is far outreaching the cost of the debt that we're suffering in this country. And over the next 10 years, we are going to be turning that debt around precisely because of tax reform.
We don't have a choice, Lou. I mean, in light of, these established programs that nobody wants to touch, you know, Social Security, the boomers are going through, you know, the pig and the python, the, you know, analogy, and they're now coming through the system and they're looking for their Social Security checks, and rightfully so. They've earned it. It's not an entitlement. They've contributed to it. It's the government that's taken the money away, and so they need to pay up. And America, you know, needs to honor, you know, our debt and commitment to retiring Americans and citizens.
Exactly right. Yep.
So we need to do that.
What we have to do is, and we have to corral this economic boom for the benefit of the citizens, the private sector, and quit advancing and increasing the relative size of the public sector so that there is more money available to be spent and to be saved and to be invested by the private sector where all growth is to be found. So
exactly,
we're on the right track.
Well, this is why the president tried to suggest and lay out to the American people that, first of all, there should be a sense of urgency, that the time is now. Like the previous generation, the greatest generation before, which was very significantly pointed out with the World War II vets in recounting their history, and, you know, Buzz Aldrin being there, and, all these great achievements that we have done as a country. And the great achievements still lie ahead for us if we choose greatness instead of bitter, you know, political infighting and, you know, needless investigations and things like that. Why waste the time? Why not invest this time that we have today into really, you know, getting on the same team, being unified and truly making America great? Because if we do that one citizen at a time, it blesses all our citizenry, and as we know in the past, it extends to our allies in the rest of the world.
Absolutely, and the you know, the assertion here by Sanders and the rest of them, all these socialists, that we have to impose a wealth tax on, yes, Americans after somebody's already paid their income tax and is now building for investment in the future, and this 70% wealth tax, I mean, our friends in Europe, the socialists in Europe, have gotten over that. The OECD states have largely abandoned that and the inheritance tax because it's so difficult and so unfair,
exactly,
to tax wealth that has been accumulated on which income taxes have already been fully paid. So this is, we've got to train our people more carefully, because too many of them in the first instance have accepted this as being a positive thing. So yes, we really have our work cut out for us to educate our own people.
Well, and I think that the State of the Union began to do that, because a lot of the young millennials have never heard of the rich history of America in the classroom, sadly. And they also needed to be put on notice, in a sense, that the stinking thinking of America going socialistic is not going to happen. And I'm grateful for this president to call it out.
Yep. This he's I think he stood a lot taller after Tuesday's speech. And I think you could see it in his own expression. You could see it in the distance between himself and Pelosi thinking. And so I think this was a great moment in time, lays the groundwork. But now you and I and the rest of us have to tell the true story about the benefits that are coming from this great tax reform and the growth that's going on now, and why that is the route between now and 2020.
Lou Euler, founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lou.
You bet. Take care.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number: 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Fully known.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got a real special guest for you who's going to give it to you truthfully and honestly. Because this is the way she rolls these days, and she is such a blessing. And I'm talking about Sandy Patty, the most awarded female vocalist in contemporary Christian music history, inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 2004, named an Indiana Living Legend in 2007, has released more than 30 albums with more than 12 million albums sold. Sandy and her husband, Don, have been married for more than 20 years and are proud to have a blended family with 8 children and 3 grandchildren. I read that from the jacket of her book, her latest book, Sandy Patty, spelled the new way, because she has a new way. She has a new name and a new identity, which she will tell you about here. And she talks about it in The Voice, her new book, Listening for God's Voice and Finding Your Own. Sandy, good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
I got to tell you, I feel like, you know, in reading your book, I was on hallowed ground in as much as, you know, one of my mentors had said to me a long time ago, Bill, you will never meet a mere mortal. When you consider that we are created in the image of God and what God has purposed for each one of his children, it is beyond magnificent, and you just feel like you're on hallowed ground when you are talking to someone, especially someone of faith that you have so much in common with.
That's a sweet comment. I love that. That's sweet.
Well, your book, you know, though you had written a bit about what you went through in your life in dealing with truth and being honest with your God, your church, your family, your fans, you know, I guess you felt like this is, you know, the coming out story for you, you know, in finding your voice. Tell our audience why The Voice had to come about.
You know, it's always been a bit ironic to me that, you know, it's my voice that I have used for my profession.
Mm-hmm.
And even as a kid, I was shy and music really helped me put words to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in this book, I'm talking more about that voice inside of us that sometimes has a hard time speaking up and speaking out. And so it just felt really important, I think, to I look at my kids. I have five daughters. Mm-hmm. And I think if there's anything that I wanted to tell my girls, or my boys as well, but mm-hmm. if there's anything I wanted to just model for them, is step into the fullness of your story and be honest. God is in the midst of truth, even if that truth is about ourselves and hard to bear. God is in the midst of it. And so I share throughout the book that while I was a quiet child, my voice became silent because there was a woman in my life who felt that her pleasure was more important than my innocence.
Exactly.
And it just shaped the way I viewed the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a survivor of sexual abuse, you feel like for a while that it was your fault. And so that's what keeps you from speaking up. And then nobody's going to understand because nobody's ever gone through this before. And so you feel isolated and you feel alone. And as you begin to listen to other people's stories, you begin to say, I need to maybe share mine or mm-hmm. begin to work through my story. And I think the first thing that was such a relief to me, sadly, was that I was not alone.
Right.
And there are other people who understood, and that really began for me a journey of God taking the upside down view of my world and turning it right side.
I'll tell you, the devil is so powerful, Sandy, as you know, and as you've witnessed in your life. We all have witnessed the power of the devil to get us to buy into a lie, to misrepresent the image that God has given us, what, you know, he has implanted in our heart, and to knock us off track. And, you know, until you get to that crossroads of life where you're willing to deal and apprehend the truth and see things according to God's eyes and how precious and wonderfully we're made, you know, we're like damaged souls just going out there and, you know, and probably wrongfully. I look back on my life as well and having those less than moments where you feel, oh, God, I did. And it was bad enough that I had my own damage, but I damaged other people.
Yeah, right. But all of that becomes just really important to attend to our own pain.
Yes.
And the hard thing is to go to other people and say, I have wronged you.
Mm-hmm.
My choices have hurt you, and I ask you for forgiveness.
So when you got to that crossroads where the truth was in front of you, and you had a choice to make which road you wanted to travel, though as you were dealing with this and dealing with, you know, subsequent sin in your life, you realized that, you know, you were still in pursuit of God. God was still in pursuit of you.
Mm-hmm.
And as if the Holy Spirit, like in Genesis, was hovering over the chaos to bring you back home.
Great picture you just painted, Bill. I love that, and I may use that because I
yes.
love that. And I think God never stops pursuing us, and I was just continually drawn to be in church, but I would sit on the back row, and, you know, I'd come late, and I'd leave early, but one Sunday morning, I just will never forget that the pastor kind of just looked around. He said, you know, he welcomes the visitors. And my first thought, because I grew up in the church, was
yes.
he's going to have a visitor stand. But he
yeah.
didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He just quietly said, maybe you're here today and you don't want to tell anyone your name. You just want to sit on the back row of the balcony and cry. And he had no idea that I was there.
Exactly.
And that's one of those moments that I know God was pursuing me and reminding me that he has not forgotten me. To come home and let's work through this together.
And at that moment, I mean, you're visiting, you're at a church, the pastor, don't you love senior pastors who are obedient to the Holy Spirit? Because you had
yes.
to know what he shared at that moment was revelation from the throne room of heaven to say, Sandy,
absolutely.
It's time to
yes.
come home, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Right. And so here it is, and you decide, okay, I am going to live in truth. I'm going to find my voice. My voice has been thwarted. And yes, I know people hear and they say, oh, their voice, the singing voice. It's that inner voice. It's that voice
right.
that's connected to God that speaks truth and elevates,
yes.
right?
Absolutely. It's that voice that allows you to say something is wrong when it's wrong. I didn't even speak about my abuse until I was 35 because I believe the lie. And so when you start piling garbage on garbage, I remember starting Bible study fellowship, and I remember putting God's word into my heart week after week after week. And when you begin to put truth in your heart, the lies have to go somewhere else. So they begin to burp up or bubble up, and they begin to be in front of you instead of uncovered, because the truth exposes lies.
Exactly.
And you have to attend to it. And thankfully, I had a group of women that I met in Bible study fellowship who were willing to help me know what that next step was, as they were obedient to what the Lord was sharing in their life.
And it's so important to find women, you know, who can be in that inner circle that really are the manifestation of the Word of God that says that you would confess your sin one to another, that you would pray for one another, that you would be healed. Nowhere in there does it offer any suggestion of rumoring or telling stories outside of that group. You talk about a hollow and divine moment and space. It is there when you are with that group of people that are looking to elevate you, because, you know, today it's Sandy Patty, but tomorrow it's somebody else in the group that needs to be elevated, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I have learned this. I've been now on both sides. I'm needing someone to walk with me and then walking with other people. And standing with someone, supporting them, walking with them does not mean you agree with all of the decisions that they've made.
Right.
And I think that is something the church is beginning to really understand, instead of kicking the wounded people out. Or saying, come here, let us put our arms around you and give you a safe place so God can confront you.
Yeah, you're not disqualified. And that's the thing. You know, it's often been said that if Peter was in the church today, he'd still be on timeout. You know,
right.
You know, but
right.
God, the God and Lord of second chances, Sandy, says, look, at, I'm not done with you. You know, I'm in it for the long haul, and I will not forsake you or leave you, regardless of whatever shame that you are carrying with you. I love the story about your coach and how when you were carrying, you know, this sense of shame with you, and she takes you to the hardware store and has you grab a stone to drag around with you. And it's just like, I mean, it just says it so perfect that we drag, you know, we drag our sin with us and we drag our shame with us.
Yeah.
And it's certainly not God honoring, is it, after it's all said and done?
It is not. And, you know, the challenge when we tell our stories is to leave the sin at the cross, the sin and shame.
Yes.
But pick up the story if it can help someone else. But, you know, just like you mentioned, when we carry our shame, it starts affecting other relationships. Because it gets in the way.
You know, God bless you for your vulnerability and to go through this and to tell your story and even changing your name the way God had always wanted it to be, your real name,
yeah, yes,
right?
Yes,
so,
exactly. Bill, it's been such a pleasure to talk with you, and I just pray a blessing over you as you continue to minister to so many people that you have no idea how far and wide your love reaches them.
Sandy Patty, the voice of...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Bacon lovers, we...